Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
About a half hour left to go on the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, the Burgundy and Gold today. Sitting in this afternoon for our pal Chris Russell, who is out in Madrid, getting geared up for Commanders and Dolphins coming up on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the NFL Network. Two teams, honestly, that are in a little bit of a funk right now, talking about Miami and Washington. Right now, though, I want to take a big picture look at the National Football League with the pride of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our pal Sam Bruckhaus, SoomerSports.com. Give him a follow on the X app at Sam Bruckhaus. That is Sam, B-R-U-C-H-H-A-U-S. Sam, what's going on, brother? I'll let you in on a little secret before you hop on. I turned 28 today, my friend, so the youngest in charge continuing to get old.
Hey, dude, I was about to say the youngest in charge about to become the unk in charge, it sounds like.
Yes, indeedy, my brother. What's going on, Sam? How you doing, man?
Man, you know, we are in here. We are live. It is Friday. We got games coming. I'm doing a little college basketball today. A little mid major going to Iona versus Fordham. It'll be a fun one to watch. I got to get a little basketball in me while I can before we jump into this big Saturday of college football and an even bigger Sunday of NFL football.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy Sunday in the National Football League. Week 11 got started off with a bang last night. I've said it, you know, that the 12.5 point spread New England ends up covering it. I know the gambling addicts out there were happy about that, but I thought the Jets were a lot more competitive than I expected them to be. We were, you know, chewing on this and going around the room on this, Sam. Do you think Justin Fields is salvageable as a starter in this league, or do you think his time as a starter may be over?
So I think when you really try to get a sense of these players, typically we get and identify on what the player is going to be for the season about 9-10 games for a quarterback. And so it seems like at least in this environment, in a Jets uniform, this is probably what it will continue to look like unless there are major changes. Perhaps he moves to a different environment and it looks a little bit better. The thing that just hurts me to watch is the length at which he holds the ball.
Yeah.
I think he's able to create with his legs, and really, when he really opens it up and throws it over the middle, it looks pretty good, and we've seen those games week one. We saw them against the Bengals be able to do that. I just think when you face a defense that is basically committed to dropping a lot of players, it puts him in a little bit of a bind, and I'd love to see him progress past that. But at this point, you know, there's a term that we use in the data science community called Bayesian, and the idea is that with each observation or each game in this case, you learn a little bit more. We know kind of who Justin Fields is at this point. We've seen enough to make a call on it. And so if he were to change his game completely, that would be quite the impact, quite the surprise.
Yes, it would be. One thing that surprised me, and you all can check out Sam's work at SoomerSports.com. Just put out a piece yesterday. The Sumer Sports 2025 Midseason All-Pro Team. We have some award winners in here as well. You all have Justin Herbert as the league MVP through 10 weeks here. Explain your thought process on that, and do you think the Chargers are a legitimate playoff contender in the AFC?
Right. So a couple of caveats on that.
Yeah.
So first off, we don't have anyone performing at a true MVP level this year.
In the system.
Last year we thought Lamar Jackson was competing at a true MVP level. And to put this in context, our Sumer scores are put in the context of history, because what we found is if you say Justin Herbert is the best quarterback in the league right now, that may not mean that he is as good as Lamar Jackson was last year or Patrick Mahomes has been in the past. And that's the case in 2025. He is competing at an all-pro level, but he is not up to that MVP quality that we have seen guys get to in previous years. So I do want to caveat it right there. He is performing the best in the NFL, but it's not the best that we have seen or even to an MVP level as it regards to previous seasons. That being said, we have seen him shoulder the absolute load for the Chargers. You consider what has gone on in the environment. He's lost two heavily invested running backs. He's lost two Pro Bowl level tackles. And frankly, he's made his wide receivers look extremely good, to the point that it almost seems like that's one of the better wide receiver groups in the league. But consider they had pretty much the same guys minus Keenan Allen last year. And we've seen him perform with Keenan Allen in the past. And it has not looked this good up until now. I think a lot of that credit that comes from our Sumer scores, which is derived from tracking data and derived from every tenth of a second checking the relationships between these players, I think that is why it has credited him so much. He's getting pressured on over half of his dropbacks and still has excellent games, and that team is still 7-3 right now. So I think a lot of the value of that team gets pinned back to Justin Herbert. Now, Drake May, we saw it yesterday, smooth sailing against a Jets defense that is sneakily better in success rate than one would expect, but he is right neck and neck with Justin Herbert right now. He's playing at about a couple percentage points worse in our Sumer scores. That puts him at a Pro Bowl level, but I would not be surprised after this week and after previous weeks if he jumps up into that All-Pro level and starts to compete for an MVP.
It is going to be a super fun weekend in the National Football League. We got it kicked off last night with Jets and Patriots. A couple of games that I want to talk to you about, Sam, that really are catching my attention early here. Bucks and Bills, man. If I had to ask you right now which of those two teams, if is more likely to win a Super Bowl, who would it be for you?
I think you got to stick with the Bills, especially given the injuries that the Bucks have had. And when it really comes down to it, I believe a little bit more in Josh Allen than I do in Baker Mayfield. That pains my soul as someone who kind of called the Baker resurgence. But I think you just got to look across the offensive lines. Two very good offensive lines. Yep. I think the Bills are slightly better. Wide receivers, it definitely is the Buccaneers just because they have Emeka Egbuka, the best of the group. But you take Emeka Egbuka out, who has struggled with injury a couple times this season, and they're kind of similar. The running back position, I think they're about the same. James Cook is very good. Rashad White has played well. Bucky Irving has also been out most of the season, but perhaps he'll come back and be good. And you look on the defensive side of the ball, I think they're pretty even there as well. So it really comes down to the major differences, or the minor differences, that is. And I think Josh Allen is just a better player than Baker Mayfield right now. And I think, in particular, the edge rushers of the Bills are slightly better. That being said, we saw the Bills get absolutely trounced by the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
They like to play this super light style, and when you go up against a genius run creator like Mike McDaniel, he can pull a trick out of the hat, and all of a sudden you're getting ran on all over the place by Devon Etienne. I think that probably was a one-of-one scenario this season, but that's what happens when you're playing with kind of the same crew that you've been playing with and the same scheme that you've been playing with for a couple years now.
So it sounds like you're not too concerned about the problems that Buffalo has had this year defensively.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm concerned about the problems, but the problem is I've been concerned about the problems for 3 years and it just hadn't made that big of a difference.
Like, sure,
they still end up making it deep in the playoffs, and they're able to kind of get it together when it comes crunch time. I think the reason why is they're good off of the edge. Joey Bosa has had a good year. Gregory Rousseau, the Miami product going up there to Buffalo, has played extremely well, and they have a defensive identity.
Yeah.
And typically when they get beat, it's because someone can overcome that identity. That's more to say than a lot of teams in this league, and I think that's the reason why they have these weird, strange, bad losses. But when it comes down to crunch time, they know what they want to do, and they're able to do it, and that's drop a ton of people in the coverage and have powerful big edge rushers coming off the side, causing issues for quarterbacks.
We had a big one coming up in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday. Chiefs and Broncos. Kansas City, 3.5-point favorites on the road against an 8-win Denver team that is undefeated at Mile High this year. How do you think that one plays out on Sunday?
It's so tough because you look at this Broncos team, and they basically have an all-pro team just on their own team. Nick Benito, Cooper. You got Talanoa Hufanga, who I think has been the best player, period, on defense this year at his position. Yeah. You got cornerbacks that can play. They're deep, they're long, they're rangy, and they cause all types of issues. The problem is that the Chiefs' defense has been pretty good, and their offense is starting to round out into shape. A weird loss before the bye, but I think when you really look at the core analytics that are typically predictive, you look at their point differential, they can have the ability to blow out teams in a way that the Broncos cannot due to their struggles on the offensive side of the ball, despite the Broncos being very good across the offensive line. So it really comes down to Bo Nix. And speaking of that quarterback play, Patrick Mahomes, just by the numbers, by the sheer production, not by our Sumer scores, which try to go a little bit deeper and figure out what these guys are actually doing. If you were just to look at efficiency, Patrick Mahomes is back to his old Patrick Mahomes level that he wasn't necessarily at last year. He's in the top five of passing EPA. He's in the top five of rushing EPA. He's doing it in new ways. And as a result, I think this is just a Chiefs victory. I was talking with my colleagues from the Stats and Scheme newsletter, which you can go sign up on sumersports.com right now. Tage Seth and Sean Syed, two of the smartest guys. I learn a ton from them all the time. And we kind of just came to the conclusion that if we were betting men right now, we just think the KC Chiefs are going to steamroll everyone. And it's not the most interesting of all time, but they're playing some high-level ball right now.
No, they are. My favorite game of the weekend, two of my favorite games of the weekend are in the NFC, Seahawks and Rams. Really, really intrigued by that matchup. I think Seattle has what it takes up front to make the LA Rams one-dimensional, and we know Matthew Stafford's playing at an MVP level, but they still are a team that is predicated off of their ability to run the football. How do you think that one plays out Sunday?
Look, I'm a big movie buff, and I think oftentimes we have these prime time or 4 p.m. games that are like Marvel movies. This one is like some kind of art house movie. Every geek I know in this league or in this industry is so juiced about this Rams-Seahawks game. And you mentioned Matthew Stafford. They got stars, Puka Nacua, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I'm not even worried about them. This is the matchup to watch, and this is what all the nerd goop weirdos will be watching when it comes to this game. It will be the matchup between Shula's defense of the Los Angeles Rams and Clint Kubiak's offense. Here's why. The Seattle Seahawks are doing an extremely strange thing this year where they are running the ball over expected more than almost any team in the league, despite being one of the worst teams at running the ball. They're bringing in 2 and 3 tight ends when they do this. They're bringing in fullbacks. And then all of a sudden on second and third downs, they're one of the most efficient passing offenses as a result. they've been able to run this playbook time after time this season. It gets Jaxon Smith-Njigba open. He's having an incredible year. The problem is the Rams, I just don't think, will take the bait. We watched them play the 49ers and trot out dime against Kyle Juszczyk and against Jake Tungus time and time and time again. I think one or two things is going to have to break. Either that very talented Rams defense, which quietly has like three or four guys playing at a Pro Bowl level, which you can check out in my article on SoonerSports.com. Quentin Lake, Jarrett Verse, Byron Young, Nate Landman, Cameron Curl, all playing extremely well. Either that dime defense that they're going to trot out, that light box, is going to break, or Sam Darnold is going to have to drop back and pick them apart.
Yeah.
And one or two things is going to happen. If Sam Darnold doesn't play well, like we saw against the Lions last year when he was in a Vikings uniform, and they're going to be able to get pressure up the middle. They love to line Jarrett Verse up over the center and push up the middle with five guys. If he is unable to take that, I think this could potentially be a defensive route of the Seattle Seahawks, and I don't think people are really expecting that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You talk about the Rams' ability to play with a light box. I think it's because you got safeties like Cam Curl and Cam Kitchens that are coming down and trying to knock your block off. So, and we know all about Cam Curl here in the nation's capital. Still one of my big frustrations with Adam Peters and company, Sam, not bringing him back. We appreciate you giving us some time, though, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Thank y'all so much.
That is our guy, Sam Bruckow, SoomerSports.com. Make sure you check out his work on the X app as well as at SoomerSports.com. He mentioned it, the Sumer Sports newsletter that you can get, the Sumer Sports Brain, probably the best AI tool right now in the National Football League. They are killing it over at SoomerSports.com. So make sure you continue to check out their work. You can catch Sam weekly with Lindsey Rhodes doing the Sumer Sports podcast. So always love catching up with that guy. He always gets the smarter. I'm going to get you smarter coming up on the other side of the break. We'll put a bow on the show before handing things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. I'll give you an official prediction for Commanders and Dolphins coming up on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.